32935.
You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
That's why I say fear and stagnation manipulates. It creates a bias. Good leaders are unbiased when it comes to decisions. In other words, we try to give everybody a fair shake to fail or to succeed. But when you are fearful and you got stagnation, you will give your buddies more of an opportunity. But anybody that you don't like, they can't make one mistake, which clouds your ability to lead.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Overcoming Stagnation. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Revelations chapter 3, verses 14 through 17.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. And he put a thorn in my flesh, but all of us have one. Yours may not look like mine. Yours may be hidden, but he put something there and he makes us drag it to serve him, because he says that I put there, that thing that you got to deal with, that maybe people don't know about, it keeps you humble. And he says, my grace is sufficient for you. For in your weakness, I'm made strong. I thought if God made me strong, then he would be strong. But if I was strong, you may not see him. The way my mind works, if I just had strength to go with it, and if I could sing like Teddy Pendergrass, we may have a whole nother world. So it doesn't allow me to sing like Teddy. Give me a microphone, preach like Clark, gave me swag like you haven't seen before, but still a limb. So you would look to him, say in your soul, he's not all that. Yeah, I'm not. But he's all that. God is all that. Yeah. The more I humble myself, the more he seen. Sometimes stagnation stems from complacency, self-sufficiency. We feel like we don't need each other, and therefore we're distracted from our very purpose. And there's a passive approach to faith that follows. A passive approach to faith. We're very aggressive when it comes to sports, and aggressive when it comes to shooting targets, and aggressive when it comes to confronting people, but very passive when it comes to your belief. First trial, it knocks out our belief system. First time we go through something, I don't know if it's real anyway. First time we get hurt with the way somebody looks at us, but we call ourselves warriors. Well, warriors come out to play. If you're a warrior, why are you in the dugout somewhere hiding? See, there was a movie in the 70s called Warriors, right? And this is about Cyrus is the king, or the kingpin group in New York. And he summons all of those delegates from all of the clans or the... what do you call them? Gangs, to meet him in a park. maybe in the Bronx, I believe. Maybe it wasn't the Bronx, but he had them to meet him, and he wanted to talk about, if instead of us fighting over turf, we can take over the whole goddamn town if you can dig it. That's what he said in the movie. But this demented mind, this group, shot him and killed him and executed him. And of course, the Warriors is one of those gangs that came. And so they blame the Warriors as the one who massacred Cyrus, who was the head of the biggest gang in New York. They said the Warriors did it. And so the leader said he was a black man. He said, I didn't do nothing. And so they tried to gang on him, and he took out three of them quick. But they got him. And then his right-hand man was a white guy named Swan, and he took over the Klan, and they had to bop their way back to New York or back to the Bronx. I believe it was Coney Island. It was Coney Island, yeah. I never visited New York, but I watched that movie maybe 50 times. So I've been there. And so all of these gangs are now trying to find the Warriors, and they had to fight their way all the way back home. If they were on the subway, sometimes they had to run, come out of a subway, and they got a group standing there, man, and it's like a baseball game with baseball bats. Now, you don't have any, you can't bring your weapons, so they had to bop. Right now, they got to run. And those guys could run with those baseball bats until they had to stop running and fight. A couple of them got picked up. One of them had a problem with women, so he see a woman on the bench. He want to get a little exercise, one of the Warriors. They say, we need to go home, but he want to get a little exercise. Come to find out she was a cop, and she hooked him up with some handcuffs when he tried to take it from her. Now he's in jail. And it show how when you're the Warrior, if you don't keep your mind right, you can get picked up and never make it home. And it's some serious fighting, man. The leader that got taken out, the leader, his name was Cleavon, I think his name was. I would have done Revenge of Cleavon. I would have been like, if we could do a sequel to this. Cleavon was taken out, but we thought he was dead. But what happened is they knocked him out. He went into a coma. And when he came out, he felt like his Warriors forsook him. So he raised up a whole nother group to go after them. Right. See, that's where I am. The Revenge of Cleavon. And he was a serious fighter, too. Right. And I'm going to search down each one of them until I take them all out. Because that's how the devil does. He don't care about you in church today. He wants you stagnant. Because he's going to slow walk you down. Because a steel target is easier to hit than a moving target. You just stuck. You stuck, man. The enemy's got his sight on you. You're stuck. When you start moving, he can't hit you. When you're activated in God, it's harder for him to catch you. So if you're a Warrior, why are you hanging out? Stick with the team and keep moving. Write it down. There's a manipulation of fear and stagnation. Fear and stagnation are manipulators. Fear and stagnation will always come together because they focus on negative. Fear and stagnation will always, this is how fear speaks, say don't move because they did you wrong and you get stuck. But it also manipulates. It realizes if you start moving, you're going to get closer to the prize. There's a lady, man, that swam in the channels. She swam for miles, man. She's about maybe a mile away from her destination, but fog came in and she couldn't see it. And she gave up, but she was a mile away because she couldn't see the end of her rope. You mean to tell me that the devil can make you do all of this training, all of this education, all of these years of popping and coming through, and because you can't see your way now, you give up on destiny? That means he took all of the years of training, all of those hours, all of that expertise, and stole it from you. It's not just you didn't reach your goal, but all of the hours of preparation and all of the exercise that you went through to train for this moment, all lost, but you couldn't see your way now. And you're only a mile away from your destination. That's why I say fear and stagnation manipulates. It creates a bias. Good leaders are unbiased when it comes to decisions. In other words, we try to give everybody a fair shake to fail or to succeed. But when you are fearful and you got stagnation, you will give your buddies more of an opportunity. But anybody that you don't like, they can't make one mistake, which clouds your ability to lead. Could you imagine a judge sitting there in any municipality and already got a bent on anyone of color? We call that a wicked judge, right? Or an unrighteous judge. But because they sit in that seat of authority, they can make the decision. So I know you got caught with a whole pound of cocaine. But you know what? We're going to overlook that. See, they didn't admit it right. But you got an ounce of cocaine over here. We're going to throw you in jail for 30. And you want to play your destiny with that? You want to put your destiny out there, putting it out there, and a person is biased? A righteous judge say, I don't care what color you are. You got that kind of cocaine, you going to jail. Or I'm just going to show mercy right now. It doesn't matter what color you are. Thank you, Lord. I told a story. I had a man in 1999. He came out of prison. They told him, don't carry a weapon. He going to get it anyway. And in Florida, if you get a weapon, carry a weapon after you've been told that or you had a felony, yeah, that's 10 years. So he said, Bishop, you the man of God. I gave my heart to Jesus. I love the Lord. I love him. I love the Lord. I love him. I said, you love the Lord? I love the Lord. Could you go to court with me? Sure. I've done it many times, showed up. This is my bishop. Judge, how you doing, bishop? Good. Thank you, sir. Your honor. Yeah, then my bishop. I said, man, be quiet, man. I don't need all that. You're doing too much. You're doing too much, man. See, I gave my heart to Jesus. My bishop is here. And I'm on a new path. Right, bishop? I said, man, listen, man. Let me call my name, man. Quiet, man. I supported him. Guess what? The judge looked at me, looked at him. He said, sir, you may have given your heart to Jesus, but you're a menace to society. 10 years. His wife was Caucasian. He turned around and said, keep your head up, Snow. That girl came to church with another man in 2 weeks. All y'all that think you're all powerful, you don't have a clue, man. When they gave him 10 years, she had another man. just as black, just as crazy. I said, what you doing, Snow? What's up, Snow? We embraced her too. Tell you what fear and stagnation does, it exaggerates threats. It does what?
Exaggerates threats.
It'll tell you the threat is greater than it is, so you'll be stagnant. Most things we fear don't occur. Most things we fear. I know people like to read the scripture where Job said, the thing I feared the most has come upon me. But for the most part, that does not happen. Not for believers. Because our faith counteracts that principle. We're men and women of faith, not of fear. And the more faith you get, the less fear is able to manipulate you. So what you fear the most can't come upon you because you're a man or woman of faith. But if you have no faith, fear is going to dominate. And what you fear the most will come. It's attractive. It will manipulate you because you're stagnant. Don't be afraid to fail. Don't allow failure or the potential failure to stop you from taking action. We know the laws of God. We need to be cautious with that. But when it comes to stepping out on faith and courage, let God speak to you. Can we give God a praise right now? I just felt the surge of the anointing. I feel the surge of the anointing. Somebody is going to escape the manipulator called fear and stagnation. There's a manipulator that's being identified, and it's going to lose its hold on your life in the name of Jesus. It will not dictate how you move. The gift of faith will rise in the midst of our church. And God is about to do the miraculous in the midst of us. Supernatural occurrences. Because you step out on faith. Fear is not your buddy. Stop coddling fear and anxiety. Stop saying, I had an anxiety. My anxiety. No, you're a man or woman of faith. I need you to rise up in the name of Jesus. Can we give him praise again? Come on, Holy Ghost. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Not only does fear and manipulate, exaggerate, please write it down, exaggerate threats. I personally believe it impairs your ability to make wise decisions. It impairs your ability to make wise decisions. You should have been able to say, I'm not doing that. And you don't make the wise decision. Another word for wisdom is prudence. In other words, for prudence is sagacity, sagacious. And we need to be people that are sagacious or prudent or wise in what we do. People should be able to trace our wisdom nuggets and go all the way to our table. People should trace our wisdom steps and go all the way to our home. I believe there's a wise master builder's anointing in this house. That means an ability to take all of these moving stones and parts and put it together. Hallelujah. I know you came from different backgrounds, and I know a lot of it is not, we can't talk about it, but I know God is working in this ministry. And God can take the little and make it much if you put it in his hands. My little becomes much when I place it in the master's hand. Glory to God. And I'm a living witness with my swag and my cane that God can do anything. My God can do anything. My God can do anything. Anything but fail. I said, my God can do anything. If he can snatch me out and put his spirit in me and push me to higher heights and put people around me that love me, God can take you, even if you're a motley crew, and make you a mighty man and woman of valor if you'll just step out on faith. Because fear and anxiety and stagnation distorts your sense of timing. You can't even redeem the time because it distorts time. If you don't have a clock, you can't tell when you've gone too long. And if you don't have a clock, you can't tell if you're inside, if it's night or day. Well, stagnation keeps you from seeing the patterns. And it hinders you from becoming a son or a woman of Issachar. To know the times and to know what to do. Because you're stagnant, you can't tell when God shifts the patterns. Amen. Glory to God. God had made, he may have blown favor your direction, but you're stagnant and you can't see it. Jesus said to Nicodemus, wind blows where it wills. Hallelujah. It blows where it wills, so does my spirit. And so since you can't navigate how the winds blow, you got to feel it. Stagnation keeps you from feeling the wind gust. And you can't know when Jesus shifted the momentum. Hallelujah. That's why we can't let stagnation dictate to us, because it doesn't give us a good sense of time. Oh, God. But I decree and declare that God is putting a big clock on your chest. Tick to the tick to the tick to tock. Don't stop rocking. God wants you to start ticking and tocking your way through life versus sitting there waiting on change to come. Glory to God. I have a boulevard on right here. Boulevard. I've escaped Timex. Boulevard, the most precise boulevard. Some of us need to elevate with our timing. You got old clocks, wonder why you're always late. Upgrade. It's daylight saving time, and you're going to still keep your clock on the same tick to the top? You got to change it. Get you a good boulevard. When I buy a man a watch, I don't buy him something less than what I wear. I always give gifts at the level in which I stand. So for the little boy, Joshua in our home, he's not going to get no hand-me-downs because he's at the boulevard. That's right. That's at the level of his papa. That's where it is. I'm not going to give him some hand-me-downs. That's what he got to learn how to deal with this. I'm going to teach him how to be modest. Don't think so highly of yourself. Lest you get cast down. Satan did the same thing, man. People don't know how to handle blessings. Oh, look at me. Oh, I arrived. alive. You don't even, the reason why you're able to do what you do is because God brought you out of the muck and the miry clay and set your foot on a rock and established your going and put a new song in your mouth. That's the reason why you're able to do what you do with your fine self.
Come on now.
Don't get it twisted. Lucifer said, man, I look at God, but look at me. Lucifer, son of the morning, I will exalt myself above the Most High. I will ascend above the clouds. I will be like the Most High. And Jesus said, I saw him fall as lightning. When you start talking about what you achieve, you're real close to a fall. God don't need your resume. God needs your humility. Can somebody say amen? And for every young man, learn how to be humble before the Lord. Walk before him humbly. For every girl with all of your nice stuff, make sure you give God your best. Remember now your creator. In the days of your youth, before evil comes. Glory to God. I'm young, now I'm old, young, and I've seen some stuff in my life. I don't have time to be playing games with pride. I know what happens when you're proud. God said, I hate a proud look. I'm educated. I got degrees. What? I got money. You just read it out of Revelation 3. You say I'm rich, but really you're poor and wretched. Pitiful. Wretched. My God, I didn't say it, he said it.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Overcoming Stagnation, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
October is Pastor Appreciation Month. Join us as we celebrate a shepherd who leads tirelessly and makes a lasting impact on our church and community. Show your love and appreciation for Bishop by giving through our website, truthrevealed.org, the Truth Revealed mobile app, or Cash App at Truth Revealed 2. Checks can be made payable to Truth Revealed. Please indicate Pastor Appreciation on the memo line. Men, save the date. Get ready for Sixth Man 2.0 Reloaded, the 2026 Men's Advance Reloaded, happening Friday and Saturday, January 9th and 10th. Mark your calendars, set a reminder, and we'll see you at Truth Revealed for this powerful experience. New members classes are still in session. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.